This week, House Democrats plan to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump. These are formal charges of wrongdoing. As he spoke to hundreds of thousands of supporters before the Capitol riot took place, President Trump outlined what he said were examples of how the November 3rd election was unfair, though in dozens of lawsuits, U.S. courts have ruled that there's not enough evidence to overturn election results in any state. The president also said the demonstrators would march to the Capitol to, quote, peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard. But President Trump's critics say by repeating his election complaints and encouraging his supporters to, quote, show strength, he incited the demonstration that became violent at the Capitol. If the House votes to impeach the president again, it did this before over different charges in 2019, it'd be up to the Senate to decide whether to convict him. But President-elect Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated on January 20th, so there are a lot of questions about whether enough lawmakers will have the time or the desire to try to remove the sitting president before then. And the White House says doing that could further divide the country. President Trump says he doesn't plan to attend the inauguration. This could make him the fourth U.S. leader to do that for political reasons. He's also been banned from Facebook and Twitter. The social media organizations say they're concerned the president's posts could encourage more violence, but critics call the bans censorship that limits free speech in America. So there's tremendous political strife in the country as one presidency winds down and another one gears up.